Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again, lifting up the name of Jesus. We want everyone to tune in and tell all your friends and neighbors to tune in and share this broadcast out and like it for us, and it'll get the gospel further down to other people. And we want to thank all the new listeners out there all over the world that are tuning in. We thank everyone for tuning in, and we just thank God for you. And just tell all your friends and neighbors about it, and we'll appreciate it. And the subject for today is coming out of Mark 9:23-24. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help mine unbelief. We just need to quit doubting. If we're going to pray, we need to believe that God's going to do it. We don't need to waver. And we just need to trust God and believe that he's going to do what he says he'll do.
Praise God.
And we just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year's. And we want everyone to just join in and worship the Lord with us tonight. And we're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs. Then we're going to get our pastor, Brother Don Harris, to come and obey the Lord.
You want me to do that, children? Go on, send me on yours.
As I woke up this morning, my mind began to race. With all the burdens and cares of this life and problems I must face, but I know if I trust in you, Lord, you'll give me amazing grace. And if I keep in mind your ways are not mine, I can make it through the day. But Lord, I know that you've given, and I know you take away. So just help me to remember that you'll never leave me. But I may not understand why things turn out like they do. But I know you'll do what is for me. So I'll keep trusting you. Looking back on the years, I cry rivers of tears that have been through the rough weather, and I felt you so near. Lord, I know that you're with me, for your children step with me. And it never is so dark that you cannot find me. Lord, I know that you've given, and I know you take take away. So just help me to remember that you'll never leave me. Lord, I may not understand why things turn out like they do, but I know you'll do what's best for me. So I'll keep trusting you. Lord, I may not understand why things turn out like they do, but I know you'll do what's best for me. So I'll keep trusting you.
There's another one that I'm going to try to do here. He asked me that, well, the strange thing about this is I was practicing this song. I had not planned to sing this song or anything. I was just playing around with it because I've not sung it in a while. And I'm going to try to do it for you today. It's a Christmas song, I guess you'd call it. It's called Children Go Where I Send Thee. And I hope I can see the words here. I can't pull it over there, I don't think, because I may have to move the camera around this way. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to have to move it around a little bit, I guess. Wait just a minute here. Okay, I'm going to try to do it. Y'all just pray for me. Been having voice problems.
Praise God. Yeah.
Children go where I send thee. How much is the all I'm a sin? One was will be made. Born, born, born in that plan. Children go where I send thee. How much is the all I'm a sin? Two by two and six to fall in silence. One was will be made. Born, born. Born in Bethlehem, children know where I've been deep. How I've been being all of them sin, 3 by 3 to 3 for Hebrew children, through for Paul and Silas, one was little baby. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children know where I've been deep. How sin be all of them sin, 3 by 4 to 4 and 7 by 4.
Jesus. Praise God. And I want to say we appreciate everybody. Thank the Lord for you. Praise God. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and pray that you'll have a great time in the Lord. And praise God and what the Lord's done for you. Maybe a fellowshipping and having dinner with your family members and just be a blessing and let somebody know about the love of Jesus, praise God, and what he done for you and I at Calvary, praise God, because I tell you the Bible said there wasn't no greater love than the love of God.
Amen.
That a man will lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
Praise God, and I tell you a lot of them wasn't his friends because
Right.
They said, away with him, crucified. But he died for them also.
Amen.
Praise God. And he died for the word of God. It went out to whosoever will. Let him come and take the water of life freely.
Yes. Amen.
I tell you that there was no greater love nowhere. I know you moms out there, you love your children, you love your family, you love your little babies. Praise God, but the love that Jesus had went on beyond imagination of man.
Yes.
Praise God, and he done for you and I. Praise God, I tell you, when we was unlovable in a world without a Savior and without a God, but Jesus come, and he died for me and you. And I tried to preach, I guess it was Monday night there, praise God, as he was tired and come to the well, and the woman come to draw water, and he asked her for a drink, and she said, how is it that thou being a Jew would ask me, a woman, a Samaritan, for a drink of water? And Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked thee for a drink, said you'd ask to me, and I'd give you living water. Praise God, and I say to you out there this afternoon, if you don't really know Jesus, all you got to do is come to him and ask him to give you that living water.
Amen.
And he said, it'll be in you a well of water springing up in everlasting life.
Amen.
Praise God. She says, I just don't know how to be saved. But Paul talked about it. He said, you got to believe from your heart. Hallelujah. And you got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that he come down here and he died on the cross of Calvary that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. Praise God. And he didn't stay dead, but he rose on that third and on that appointed day and said, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. We believe that, and we confess that, and it says confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
Praise God, and then we go on, and we do the will of the Lord and what the Word of God has said. But children, we're so blessed. Hallelujah. To have a Savior that will love us the way that he loves us. Praise God that we, excuse me, we reject him and we push him away.
Amen.
Praise God. And I did myself. I run for years and years, and the Lord of the heart,
amen,
praise God, bidding me to come, but I paid him no mind. And I went on my way, praise God, and done what I wanted to do, the fleshly man wanted to do. But he had mercy upon me. And you out there today, no doubt you was contrary to the Lord and wouldn't come. Praise God, when he's dealing with your heart and the Spirit of God was bidding you how to come in. And he was long-suffering towards you and I, the Word of God said, not willing that any had perished, but all would come to repentance.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I thank God that he watched over me and took care of me. Praise God that I cited. Praise God that I wanted to come, my time come for me to repent of my sins and take up the cross and follow Jesus. Think about it. He puts up with us.
Amen.
Praise God. And he puts up with a lot.
Yes.
When we're rejecting and we refuse to him and we're not obedient unto his Spirit.
Amen.
And I say I thank God for the love that he had for you and me. Praise God for the Christmas season and the Christmas time. Praise God is the time that he was born. praise God, and a babe in Bethlehem of Judea, wrapped in squalid clothes and laid in a manger. Hallelujah. And about everybody, I guess, all over the world celebrates Christmas. Hallelujah. But do we really get the meaning to it? What happened here? Praise God, on that particular day. Praise God, a Savior was born. The Messiah came. Hallelujah. And it said, he laid down our wise men come. Hallelujah, to see this baby that was born. Let me read a verse or two here, very familiar scripture. Praise God, in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. And it said, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Praise God, wise men begin to come and say, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Praise God. How the word of God said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Praise God. Brother, I tell you, I like to give him glory and honor and thank him, because he come down here and he died for me and for you. Praise God, if you're saved tonight, it's because of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're out there, you're still lost. None died without God. It's because of Jesus that you're still alive. So did the word of God say, it's in him that we live and we move and we have our business. Brother, I'll tell you, there ain't no way me and you could praise him enough for what he's done for us. Praise God, because I tell you, he was willing. And I went back a little bit there on Sunday. Praise God, when it searched everywhere for somebody that would pay the sin debt, somebody that would die for you and me. Praise God. Brother, I tell you, your friends won't die for you. Your family members, they might be a few that would die for somebody else, but not very many.
Amen.
That would lay down their life or give their life for you.
Amen.
They're saying, you're about to die. Somebody was going to take your life. How many do you think would step up and say, don't take their life, take mine in its place?
Come on.
You might find a few, but I'm talking about a man, praise God, had come and died for me and died for you. Praise God, when we was yet sinners, how lost and undone. Praise God, the wise man, I began to come and said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Brother, I'll tell you tonight, we need to lift him up in songs and hymns and spiritual songs singing and making melody in our heart and in our testimony. We need to tell this world and shout to men and women, boys and girls, how that great gift that was given. Praise God, when they looked everywhere and they were not found worthy. Hallelujah, I said it time and time again. Praise God, but they seen one and said it was counted worthy how to pay the sin debt. And said, I'll go. I'll come down higher. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God, and God, the Spirit of God moved upon a little Mary, and she conceived and brought forth a son. And hey, little innocent baby. But for one reason, how the Bible said, you.
Yes,
and he come to die for me.
Yes.
That we could live.
Thank
praise
you,
God, because I tell you, because of Jesus, we're going to live down here and be happy in the spirit and in the fellowship that we have with our brothers and our sisters.
Amen.
Praise God, in our services. Praise God, because then the Bible says, for two or three will gather in my name. There, he said, I am in the midst. And you know as well as I do, how you get together and you sing. Praise God, and the Spirit don't come. It ain't much. Praise God, will happen already. Very much will be done. But when the Spirit begins to settle down over the house and the joy of the Lord, I begin to feel brothers and sisters' heart that they begin to raise their hands and feel the good blessing of the Lord Jesus. Friend, I'll tell you, he blessed us ever since he come down here. It was a blessing to know. Praise God. And the wise man went had to give gifts. Praise God unto him. But I'll tell you, it was him that would have given life unto me and you. Praise God. And I say it again. Praise God. And not Easter. Brother, it's because of Jesus that you and I standing here. And that we know tonight that we saved, hallelujah, and loved ones has gone on. We're going to meet them one day in a while. Praise God, Jesus ain't never since come down here. Praise God, and was born. He ain't never quit waiting on us.
Amen.
He ain't never quit blessing us. He ain't never quit doing something for us. The Bible said, everywhere they went, he went about doing good. He went about ministering to people. He went about touching people. Hallelujah. He went about opening their blinded eyes, making the way to get up and walk. People is all out of shape. He healed them. Hallelujah. He's still doing it today. The scripture was and the study was tonight. If you can believe, all things is possible to them that believe. Church, we need to be strong in faith.
Amen.
And praise God. We don't need to stagger at the promises of God through doubt or unbelief. But we need to be fully persuaded that my God is able. And not only is he able, but he will take care of mine and your needs. Did he already say, I've cast all your care upon me because I care for you.
Amen.
Praise God. He loves us and he wants us to come to him. Hallelujah. And cast all of our cares upon him. If I'm a sinner, he wants me to come to him.
Amen.
Praise God. And say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins.
Yes.
Come into my heart and into my life. And praise God, he'll come in, won't he?
Yes, he will.
He'll turn you around. Praise God, he said, I'll take that old stony heart out of you. And I'll put in you a new heart and a new spirit. Praise God, a little colored lady said, well, now, he'll give you a do right mind. Make you want to do right. Walk right. Talk right. Praise God, to live the life that is pleasing. And that is unto Jesus.
Amen.
We're not here to please ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're here to please him.
Yes.
The one on us. The one that paid for at Calvary. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And brother, when we obey him and we obey the word of God, he'll come down and he'll touch us. He'll heal us. He'll deliver can't take to him, praise God, but you can take it to it because his ears is open unto the prayer of his people.
Yes.
Did not he say the righteous cry,
yes,
and the Lord hears and delivers us out of all,
yes,
of our troubles. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne.
Yes, he is.
And it's
Amen.
Time our nation, our world today, our people cast out all of our cares.
Yes.
People are trying to work it out for self.
That's right. Not again. Lord, if it's him, let it backfire on his computer or whoever's doing it. Let it go into their computers. It shut them down completely. It will not start back up. And Lord, I ask you to give us power over the enemy right now in the name of Jesus.
Well, we to God. See, I believe this power in just the name of Jesus.
We can go to the hospital and good doctors, praise God, they can touch you and help you. But friend, I want you to know when they shake their head and say there's nothing I can do, praise God, there's a dying. But let me tell you, there's a man that's called Jesus can step in and heal you and deliver you and set you free from whatever situation that you're in. We've got to learn, praise God, to lean on him. We've got to learn to put our faith in our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, because he done it all just for me and for you.
Amen.
Amen.
See, sometimes we just don't. We don't get enough faith mustered up in our hearts and in our minds that we can learn to cast all. He said, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you.
Yes.
And we pray and we doubt not. Hallelujah. But we believe that when we're praying that our God is moving in the midst of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, all down through the Bible. One man come to Jesus and said, Lord, heal my son. Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able? He said, yea, Lord, I believe. You know what? Worldwide, we ought to be praying. The Lord, increase my faith.
Amen.
I need more faith. I want more faith. I pray, Lord, give me faith as a grain of mustard seed that I pray. And when I pray, that I believe that whatever situation that it is, praise God, that you're going to move upon it. You're going to heal me.
Yeah.
You're going to touch me. Praise God. I believe, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God that you're well able.
Thank you,
Lord. Because he is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Doubt, praise God, and how we're going to get faith. Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, didn't it?
Amen.
So we begin to read this Bible. We begin to hear what it says and how that Jesus done miracle after miracle. And I said on the broadcast, praise God, if every miracle that he formed had been put down in the Bible, this world, it said, wouldn't even hold a book, praise God, of all the things that he done. But let me say to you, tonight, praise God, if you're sick, praise God, I believe you can anoint your head and oil.
Yeah.
I believe you can lay hands on yourself
Amen.
And pray the prayer of faith Lord Jesus Christ will heal you, because he is a healer, he is a deliverer, praise God, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He come to minister to you and me. He come, praise God, as a baby, to die, to make a way, and all the way from the time right here in Matthew 2, that he was born in Bethlehem. He done stuff to help you and me. Praise God. He walked the shores of Galilee. Praise God. Everywhere that he went, he went about helping people. Amen. That was in need. He cared about people. Yes. Somebody said, I'm sick, and nobody cares. Well, none of your earthly people may not care, but I'm telling you, there's one, hallelujah, that cares.
Amen.
About
yes,
you and for you. You may be down in the gutters and say, nobody, I don't care about me.
Amen.
But let me rephrase it to you. But Jesus loves you.
Yes.
God so loved the world.
Yes.
He gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes,
I believe, don't you, tonight, that my God is a rewarder. Praise God. And I tell you, he's given. And he's given. And he keeps giving. I like to stop for a little bit and give him some praise. And give him some honor. Hallelujah. All he said, everything my God has got for him, ought to praise. I knew, Lord, why you praising for a preacher? I'm praising him because of what he did on the cross of Calvary. I'm praising him because his ears are open. I'm a prayer lost person. I'm praising him because you call on him and he'll be right there. Sure he will. He'll come to you, rescue. He'll forgive you. He'll write your name down in the Lamb of the Life, and you live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't nobody else. What do you like Jesus will?
Amen.
He'll take you into his arms. He'll bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus. He'll strengthen you. Praise God for it. Do we think our strength comes from?
Amen.
It comes from the Lord.
Yes,
sir. Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me.
Yes, thank you.
Children, without him, we're nothing.
Amen.
We're a failure without him. I am.
Amen.
But through him, we're more than an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we need to present Jesus. We need to get in there and start believing in our other people that's out there.
Amen.
That's lost and got needs. We need to tell them what great things the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Jesus healed one man there in the Bible sister one time, and the man said to it, Lord, I'll follow you wheresoever I go. But what did Jesus do? He said, but you go back home, you tell your families, your friends, what great things the Lord has done for you. Praise God, friend. You need to tell people.
Amen.
We need to open up our heart and receive what Jesus has got for us.
Amen.
And what he's done for us. And we need to share it with somebody else. Yeah, I said. Praise God, the devil was trying to kill me, but Jesus stepped in, and he healed me, and he delivered me, and he set me free.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm having the best time of my life because the Lord is with me.
Amen.
He is my strength. He is our life. needed.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord. It's a blessing.
Yes.
To know who Jesus is.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be able to pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And people be healed.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know how many.
Glory to God.
We're getting phone calls all the time of different people. Got one today. Praise God, and you're driving a long time. Said, I need prayer. I need a healing.
Yes.
Well, I said, Jesus is able to do that.
Amen.
Well, praise. And we've got good reports.
Thank you.
Praise God, nothing we are. It ain't me.
Thank you, Jesus.
It ain't you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we pray the prayer of faith.
Amen.
And the Lord will heal them.
Yes.
Amen. I've got reports back, and I know all the rest of you have. When you pray for somebody, have the Lord come down
yes.
and touch them and heal them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And deliver them.
Yes.
Thank God for our preachers. Thank God for our prayer warriors that will stand up together.
Amen.
This thing ain't one-sided. Praise God. It's
Amen.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We all baptized into one body. Hallelujah. We pray to the same Jesus. If you ain't praying to him, praise God, you're praying to the wrong one.
Amen.
But praise
Come
God,
on.
He will hear and he'll answer your prayers and my prayers and the prayer of the righteous. He'll
Amen.
Hear and he'll heal our land.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe he's wanting to do better.
Yes.
Thanks for us.
Yes.
And more.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and I preach about it. Other people do us. How evil the days is. And it's evil. Out there. The devil's out as a roaring lion. But hallelujah, he ain't the only one that's out there moving.
Yes,
the
sir.
Spirit of God is still moving.
Amen.
The anointing.
That's right.
When the righteous, when the redeemed of God begin to call on his name,
yes.
he will hear. I thank God for the people he's touching.
Yes.
And he's healing. And he's lifting them up. That's down. Hallelujah. Praise God. But old John, John the Baptist was a forerunner. Went right before Jesus, preaching, preparing the way of the Lord. Brother, we need to be a preaching, telling people the way of the Lord. There's somebody. I don't know no doctor to tell you about. Praise God, but an old man called Jesus. The great physician.
Amen.
The Lord thy God to heal of thee. Cast ye cares on him. John went forth preaching, baptism, baptizing people. And they go out to John. The Bible said the voice of one crying in the wilderness. They go out to him. They said, John, are you the Christ? He answered them, no, I'm not the Christ. They said, who are you then? And why are you baptizing? John said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. And John said, praise God, I indeed baptize you with water. Under repentance, but brothers and sisters, he said, there's a man coming after me who is mightier than I am, who is greater of the words than I am, whose shoe lashes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose, whose fan is in his hands. He'll thoroughly purge his floors. He'll gather the wheat in the barn, but he'll burn the chaff with fire that's unquenchable. Come to him. Lean on him. Lean in him. Because he is the deliverer. Praise God, and he's a delivering people. Out of a lot of sicknesses and diseases, he's healing. But one day, He's going to deliver us.
Thank you, Lord.
He's coming, hallelujah, in the clouds of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah, John. John is preaching it. Repent. Repent and be baptized. Praise God. And John said, I'm telling you, there's a man coming out of me who is mightier than I am. Said, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Oh, I tell you, church, he'd want to fill us up with his spirit and his power.
Thank you,
and he wants to fill us with faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you know, Word of God said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But
That's right.
That comes to him must believe and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
When you seek him with all your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you find him.
Amen.
Cause he be not one far away.
Yes.
And I thought, brother, how did he come to minister to us?
Thank
how did he come to wait on us?
Thank you, Jesus.
And to help us through all of our troubles.
Amen.
All of our struggles. I just don't understand how I made it so long without Jesus.
Amen.
I don't understand how other people is making it without Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, I thank God and I gotta praise him again.
Yes.
I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For somebody that we cast our cares upon.
Yes.
Somebody that we can pray to and he'll hear our prayers.
Yes.
And he'll touch our bodies.
Thank you, Lord.
And he'll deliver us out of all of our troubles.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes,
we just got to have
him.
Children, I say to you out there, you just got to have Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Don't die without him.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Go home without him.
Amen.
Because he's standing right there. And he's saying to this lost world. And let me say, lost man, mom and dad may not love you. Family members may not love you no more. Praise God. People in your town or round and about may not care much about you. But you know, nobody don't love you. Jesus.
Yes.
He'll love you.
Yes, he does.
Praise God. He wants to save you.
Amen.
He wants you to come to him and cast all your cares upon him.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why he come.
Amen.
That's why. Praise God. God sent the Spirit in and overshadowed Mary. And she brought forth her firstborn son. Hallelujah. Come to minister and to wait on me. You're to die first.
Yes.
One of the cruelest deaths. Mockery. Shame.
Thank you.
But he's doing it all for me and you.
Yes.
And then here this Christmas, the best time anybody ever found.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the greatest gift somebody could give you a new home.
Thank you,
Lord. A new
right.
car. Praise God.
Oh.
But they want nothing compared to the gift that Jesus could put in you.
Yes, amen.
The gift of eternal life.
Amen.
I talk about life beyond this life.
Yes, amen.
I talk about life beyond the graveyard.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If a man dies, shall he live again? Hallelujah. It was reported there when Lazarus was dead. Jesus said, even though a man is dead, yet shall he live.
Yes.
He that liveth
bleed in me, though he's dead, yet shall he live.
Yes,
Lord. Here I tell you, there's life for you.
Yes.
There's deliverance for you.
Amen.
There's help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Man believes in me, Jesus said he'll never die.
Amen.
Thank God. There's life beyond the grave.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, you die with Jesus in your heart and born again.
Thank you.
Saved. On that resurrection morning, my Lord, Jesus come down here, born, growed up, went to the cross of Calvary, and died. About 40 days or about, went out to the Mount of Olives. Cloud received him up out of sight. And as he went up in the clouds of glory, they stood there gazing into heaven, and two angels stood by him. Said, why do you men of Galilee stand gazing into heaven? That same Jesus, you see going away, he's coming again in a like manner.
Yes.
And he's coming.
Yes, he is.
He's coming after them.
Amen.
That's accepting him. Them that's believed on him. Them that's been born again of the water and the spirit. Has took up the cross and followed him.
Yes.
See, it hit on me with a grave.
Amen.
Because on that day, Word of God said the trumpet of God's going to sound. And the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Then we that are alive and remain is going to be called up, changed and called up. In a twinkling of an eye.
Praise
and
God.
Forever we'll be with the Lord. Ain't that going to be a great day?
Yes.
Yes.
When he comes to call his people. But here is a place. This is a place you've got to believe on.
Amen.
This is where you've got to get born again. You've got to get saved.
Amen.
You've got to accept him as the greatest gift that was ever given. Praise God, because there's life in him.
Yes.
There's deliverance in him. There's power in him.
Amen.
Thank God for what he done.
Amen.
And how did he come?
Thank you, Lord.
To die for me and you.
Yes.
Cold, blooded sinners. Didn't have no love. But he put his spirit in.
Yes.
Hey,
and you know he loves his children.
Yes, he does.
There's a special love that he has for his people.
Amen.
And for his children. He loves everybody, not willing and not perish again. But man, he loves them that's putting their trust and their faith in him.
Amen.
Them that will obey him. Hallelujah. He's going to come. And get. So they know a way. You may make a car deal or car trade. You may buy a new home and think you got a good deal in it. Car might be rusty and not run half of the time. Be something wrong with termites. May beat your home up. Praise God. But brother, I tell you, when you accept Jesus Christ,
thank you, Lord.
You can't go wrong.
Amen.
Everything you're going to get, all the benefits, all the blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
It gets better and better and better as the journey goes on.
Amen.
Insurance people come around trying to sell you insurance. And they say, I got the best deal you can find anywhere. For $1 a month. You can get full coverage. Hallelujah. To go to any doctor, any hospital, and he'll pay the fullness premiums. You'll leave not knowing nothing.
Yes.
Not on a thing. Brother, everybody's going to jump on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, the best insurance policy we got.
Yes.
We got it with Jesus, eternal life.
Amen.
Where we can live and never, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Never be sick no more.
Praise God.
Never have the flu.
Amen.
Never have the COVID.
Amen.
Never. Oh. Nothing wrong with us.
Amen.
Praise God in that place.
Thank
My
you.
Lord, we just got to go there.
Amen.
No dying, no crying, no sickness. No pain.
Thank you.
You'll never get another phone call, preacher man.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for somebody that's dying with cancer.
Amen.
Be no cancer over there.
Amen.
Be no sugar diabetes over there.
Amen.
Be no high blood pressure over there.
Yes, amen.
Be no kidney failure over there.
Amen.
Be nobody growing old.
Yes, amen.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's the best deal I've ever heard of.
Thank you, Lord.
And all we got to do is come and accept Jesus. Take up the cross.
Yes, amen.
And follow him. And everybody just about it plans on before they leave here is getting ready. But you know not what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
You're here today. You're gone tomorrow. Maybe in a car wreck. Maybe in a heart attack.
Amen.
Praise God. Maybe he's just dying. And they are. They're crying and dying all across our land.
Yeah.
But hallelujah. I tell you, you don't have to die without Christ.
Amen.
Down there be eternity forever, forevermore. Plead and beg and cry.
That's right.
Asking and begging for somebody to give you a drop of water to cool your tongue.
Amen.
For you tormented in them flames. Children, all you got to do is accept Jesus.
Yes.
As your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
John said, there's one coming after me who is mightier than I am, who I'm not able to unloose.
Thank you, Jesus.
His shoelaces. He'll baptize you. He said, with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whose fan is in his hands. He'll fairly purge his floors. He'll gather the wheat in his barn.
Yes.
But he'll burn the chaff with fire.
Amen.
Unquenchable. Do you know him tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you go to him in the dead hours of midnight and call on him? And he'll come to your rescue and touch you.
Yes.
Heal you.
Amen.
I started saying up here, we prayed for a lot of people lately, and they've called, and now I'm not talking about me. We got prayer partners. We got a church that prays.
Amen.
And we've got good reports back. God heard. Praise God. Sister
Amen.
Betty's brother was dying with a heart attack Monday night. Hallelujah. This is shocking him.
Amen.
We prayed. God brought him back.
Amen.
A little while they said he's going home. Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
Yes.
God's able. God's mighty.
Yes, he
Let him touch you.
Thank you.
Let him help you. Let him move for you. Cast all your cares on him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's right there.
Amen.
I pray that this Christmas will be one of the best Christmases you ever had. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This will be the day. I no doubt your family has bought you a lot of gifts. But I'm trying to tell you about the best gift that's ever been given.
Yes, amen.
To mankind. To worldwide. The best gift when Jesus gave his life.
Yes.
And the cry and the call went out to whosoever will.
Amen.
Let him come. You may get a lot of good gifts down here.
Thank you, Lord.
But include Jesus in that if you don't know him.
Amen.
He'll help you. He'll touch you. He'll bless you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. And then you live the life that your children and your grandchildren and other people will see and say, well, they're happy.
Amen.
And I'm sad. I want what they got.
Yes.
And that's kind of light we need to be.
Amen.
That's kind of patterns we need to set and examples. The lost and dying world will see how blessed we are.
Thank you, Lord.
And say, I want that.
Amen.
I want that joy. I want that eternal life. Hallelujah. And
thank
come.
You, Lord.
Praise God. Some in the Bible come and said, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and not have.
Yes.
When the jailer seen what God done for Paul, Silas, and them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God, he come trembling. Said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He seen how their God worked.
Yes, amen.
How he moved. He'll work for you.
Yes, he will.
If you'll obey him. We see our time's about come and gone. We thank God for all of God's people. Thank the Lord for our brothers and sisters. Brothers coming on here in a minute. You just reach out to the Lord. And I pray that if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, that you'll call on his name and say, Lord, I need that better gift. I need that good gift.
Yes.
I need eternal life.
Amen.
Praise God that a man can live forever and evermore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. May lay this whole body down, this whole tabernacle, this whole house that I'm clothed in. But the spirit and the soul will go back to God who give it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can live forever. My prayers is to you. We say we love you. Anybody need prayer, want to call, some of us will pray with you.
Amen.
We'll believe God to touch you and the Lord to heal you. If you need to be saved, just call. We'll pray and lead you to the word of prayer. Praise God that sinners can pray and accept Jesus into your heart. But have a good Christmas. Stay safe. Make sure. When you have to die and you have to leave this world, make sure everything's all right. It ain't me and you and the Lord. It's me and Jesus.
Amen.
It's you and Jesus. Nobody will stand in their lot for somebody else.
Amen.
Every person will stand for his own self.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. The life that we live. May the Lord richly bless you. We'll say again, Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year. If you don't know him, turn to him. Brother Tim comes to sing. You just call on the Lord, Brother Tim.
It's funny how we do it, the part in life. We plan for success and time, that's the pain right by. But it just doesn't work that way. God has a different plan. He's worse than ways we've never seen beyond the scope of man. Every turn you take a detour unexpectedly. And I try to accept and understand what it all means. When I'm blessed to show the world what I really believe, I will trust you alone. When my heart begins to faint because I feel I'm so afraid, I'm so proud of the Lord, how long can I keep this bad day? And if there's this part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust you, Lord.
more.
Yes.
In my life.
Yes.
I may not understand it and even question why. What good would it ever come from this? Has even crossed my mind. But God's teaching me to trust the Lord as He works His will with me. I rest securely in His care, and the surrender sure is sweet. The winter He takes a detour unexpectedly, and I try to accept and understand what it all means. When I'm pressed to show the world what I really believe, I will trust You, Lord. When my heart begins to faint because I feel I'm so afraid, I'm so tired out, oh Lord, how long can I keep this bad faith? Is it there a sense part of battle? When my feet don't want to stay, I will trust You, Lord. I will trust You, Lord, with my life.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Brother
yeah.
We're going to get Billy on, and then we'll have you obey the Lord.
All right, sis.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Morning Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah.
All doing good. The Lord woke us up, praise God, and He kept us through the day.
Amen.
That's right. We're blessed.
I'm
going to
let Brother Miles go ahead and obey the Lord, and then you'll be right behind him there.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother Miles.
Okay, sis. You can let Billy go first if he wants to, but I can go. I'm sitting here, sitting on ready. I just thank God, you know, it's a blessed time of the year. And I know many of us, our Christmas is not like they used to be. We got people that's gone on and we're missing them. And a lot of struggle with that here's Christmas. You know what we don't have to struggle with is our salvation. And I thought about this, you know, before I even get to preaching. The first Christmas gift that was ever given is what we celebrate on Christmas. That's the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And a lot of people got that gift, and they won't even open it, sister. Can you imagine taking every gift on the street and throw it away? Never open it. People buy it for you. You just throw them away. You don't get no good out of that, do you? Nobody gets a blessing by giving you these. Jesus
Amen.
Died to give us eternal life, salvation,
yes.
forgiveness, mercy, grace, and glory to God. Hey, so many people won't even open. They won't open the gift He died to give them. And people, He died
Amen.
To give that gift to them. And at Christmas, we ought to think of that. More than any other time of the year, if you don't have Jesus, think about it. He died to give you the greatest gift ever. And you refuse to open the ring. You won't even look in the box. You don't know what it's about because you've never tried it. You've run after things of the world. And I'll guarantee you are not happy. You might have stuff, but that stuff will fade away. When you die, it'll be somebody else's. But salvation you can take with you. Jesus will always be yours. And tonight is a night you need to open your heart. Listen to what we're preaching tonight. We're preaching on believing and having faith in Jesus. What it does
yeah.
to people. How it carries them through. Glory to God. I've been sick before. I told y'all before how I got my eye put out. Legally blind, 2,400 visions, all I had. But I trusted God. I kept reading the Word with a magnifying glass and preaching. I didn't quit on Him. I kept praying the same prayer every day. Lord, give me sight enough in this bad eye that I can read Your Word. And glory to God, I don't have no magnifying glass. I take my glasses off to read it. And I read the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I can preach now. because my faith didn't waver. I knew in whom I had trusted. I trusted in the Lord. And glory to God, he brought me out of that. And he's brought my mama out of heart trouble. He's brought her out of kidney trouble. All this, she's 93 years old. She's up there cooking for tomorrow right now. You think 93-year-old still able to mix up all that dressing and all that ham and stuff she cooks? She's up there doing that. Why? Because of people praying. God give her strength. God let her live. God, I need her in my life just like I need you, God. I'm asking you to keep my mom around, and he does. People, ain't many people get to live to be that old. And my mama's still up and going at 93. And I praise God for it. And these people are going to say, well, I prayed, and he didn't do nothing for me. And I got to read what it says then. Glory to God, I'll get off and read here. Just take a minute or two. Now, our verse tonight, our main target verse, comes out of Mark 9:23. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And glory to God.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's wrong. In the churches, people used to believe that if they got up praying, God was going to do something. And
Amen.
People come up
that's
to the altar
yeah.
when they get out of their seats, and they run up there and lay hands maybe 10 feet getting to that person. All of them went up to pray for them because they had faith that if they prayed, they had a God that was listening, hallelujah, that would move on their prayers, that they could see what they was asking for and believing in come to pass. Because faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for, and it's the evidence of what you hadn't seen yet. Glory to God. I put that yet in there because I believe if we pray, we can see the things we hadn't seen yet. I believe God will move. I've seen him save people, glory to God, on their deathbed and bring them back. One man got in church and testified. They prayed for me in the hospital, and my feet and legs was already in the fire, and a big hand come and picked me up out of it. And I lived to come out of that hospital to tell this. Now, you don't believe God's real, folks?
Yeah.
There's too many testimonies of how real God is. He is a faith. Glory to God. He honors our faith, and I'll read some to you. Here's the way this started out. Jesus was coming through the crowd. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he tarrieth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And you know what Jesus answered and said? He said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And that's what we do in prayer, folks. We're not just praying
Hallelujah.
Because we got a God that don't listen. We're praying because we got a God that loves us. We're praying because we got a God that can deliver us from all our fears and all our troubles. Yeah. Glory to God. Sickness, glory to God, whatever it is, he's able to do it. But you, the one that holds the key, did you know that? He said by faith, glory to God. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible unto you. If you can't believe, how come you think when you're praying and you don't believe it's going to happen anyway, that you don't see it done? If you ever thought of that, why would you pray for something that you don't believe God's going to do anyway? You're wasting
Amen.
Your breath and you're wasting his time. It don't make sense. But they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the Spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, how long ago has it been since he came unto him? And he said, of a child. Ever since he's a baby, he done this. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And that's when Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it.
Amen.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said this, what we all ought to be praying. He cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. If that spot in me that don't believe, God, take that spot out. I don't want no doubt in me when I'm talking to God. I don't want to think he's not listening. He's not caring. He's not going to move. I want to know I got a God that's on time every day, always there, listening at the midnight hour, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's woke me up many times. Somebody come to my mind I hadn't thought of in years, and he said they need prayer. I get up and go to pray it, and I don't know what's wrong, folks, but he does. Do you understand? We got to believe this. We got to trust him and get up and move when he tells us to move, glory to God. Get up and pray because God's going to do something when we do. It's in the spirit.
Come on.
Here's what Jesus said. He rebuked that spirit. And he said, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into it. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of it. And he was as one dead.
Wow, hallelujah.
He's dead. He's dead. Look at there. That spirit killed him when he took it out. That's what they're crying. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? We got faith. Why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer
and
faith.
Amen.
You see, there's some things we might need to do to get our prayers answered, folks. Sometimes we need to really get down and pray and seek the Father, glory to God, seek the face of God, and really cry out and push that plate back a while and let him know that we're serious about our prayers, and our faith tells us, if I'll do what he said, glory to God, there's something going to come of it. And people won't do that anymore because they're not willing to give up that food for a day or 2 days, whatever it takes. And trusting God enough to follow the
directions.
I believe that's what's wrong, brother. Glory to God. I want to read a little bit out of Matthew over here. I thought about this. It goes into this, tells you verse 18 of chapter 9. It says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. She was already gone. He said, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Now that's faith, folks. She was already dead, and he was dead, but he came to Jesus. He come where he knew the help came from. He come to Jesus, said, you just come lay your hand on her, and she'll live. I know that. I trust that for you, God. And here comes that Jesus rose and followed him. And so did his disciples. And then what happened? Behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she had said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. That's faith. That's what he's looking for in me and you today. He's looking for faith in the people that claim to be serving him. He's looking for faith to trust him for every situation, everything that's going on in our lives, our children, our loved ones, our nation, our world. Glory to God. And it's what Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, this is what he said to her. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Hallelujah.
And the woman was made whole from that hour. Now, people, I'm going to ask you something. When you pray to God, is it in that kind of faith like that little woman had? You see, it was against the law for a woman to come out in public with an issue of blood. If they'd have caught her, they'd have killed her, stoned her to death. But you know what she did? She come to Jesus. She knew there was help with Jesus. Her faith led her to him. And she got through that crowd and reached down and grabbed this, the hem of his garments. She was made whole just like that. Her faith touched Jesus. Jesus touched her. When you pray, you got to pray where your faith will touch the throne of God, and the mercies of God will come from that throne and touch on what you're praying about. We've got a way, oh, glory to God, we've got a way from this so far that in the churches, there's people sitting there, and when you pray for somebody sick, they'll pray and pray, and if it be your will, God,
Yeah.
We already know his will. He said, ask anything in my name and I will do it.
Yeah.
That's what he said. But we don't believe what he said no more because it's just too bad a situation. You don't understand they got cancer. You don't understand they got leukemia. You don't understand they got kidney disease and their kidneys are failing. You don't understand. Well, you must not understand that my God is the one that made this whole world and everybody in it. And he owns it all. And he can fix it all. He can straighten it out. He can cure disease. Jesus walked around down here. And they said they brought all manner of sick to him. And he healed them all. Folks, he didn't leave none sick. He healed them when they came. And he'll heal you to pray it for. But you got to pray in faith. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. I love this stuff. This one.
Hallelujah.
Deep things here.
Praise God.
And the brother covered this. It said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. For what? For whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That believing in him is when you've got the faith, folks, to come to Jesus and trust him for your salvation, to ask him to forgive you, to come in my life, make me a child of God. I don't want to be a sinner no more. I want to walk as you walk, Lord. And you got to have faith enough to know he'll do it. And then have faith enough to carry through with it. And keep praying. And keep seeking God. And read the word. And study it. And know what to do and how to live. And how to increase your faith each and every day. He said, for God sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. And he said, he that believeth on him, he is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You can sit in the church all you want. You can be there every time the doors is open. Glory to God. But if your God ain't big enough for you to have faith in him to do the things he said he would do, you don't know God. You've never known God. You've never come to have faith in him. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't be a chosen of God. You can't be a child of God and not believe in God. Because the Bible said that we got to first believe, have faith that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're crying out in prayer and really crying out to God in faith, he'll reward you for that faith. That's what he did to the woman with the issue of blood. That's what he did to the blind men. The two blind men come to him, and he asked them, do you believe I'm able to do this? The blind men pointed their face towards him. Yes, we believe. He said, according to your faith, be it done unto you then. What if Jesus told you that, friend, when you prayed, and he said, according to your faith, be it done unto you, and you're praying for your wife with cancer, or you're praying for your husband laying in the hospital sick with COVID, about to die on a respirator, or your children had an accident, and they're just about to give it up, and you start praying in that way, and Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Would you see them rise up? Glory to God. Would you see them get up? And glory, I ain't saying, don't you get me wrong. I ain't saying everybody is going to get healed every time, because some people he's taking home. I understand that. I got faith in him to know what he's doing. I ain't the one to know he is. I ain't the one to know, glory to God. But I can tell you this, it ain't his will that none perish lost. He said, it's not my will that none should perish, but all come to repentance. I know that for a fact. I know that the prodigal son went out and done everything he can do in the world. But he come back to the father, and he ran and fell on him. The father kissed his neck, put a ring on his finger, put the best robe on him, put shoes on his feet, killed a fatted calf for him, celebrate.
Yeah.
Come back. People today, he's wanting you to come home.
Yeah,
so bad.
Yeah.
It's not funny no more. Glory to God. I thought about a lot of things tonight to say. Glory to Jesus. But here's one. And I think covered just a little, just what it says in James, the first chapter. And it says, but let, when you pray, it says, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. You can't let that little seed of doubt get in there. Nothing wavering. He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You hear me? You go to praying to God, but you don't quite believe he's going to do it. Well, then don't think about you getting it, because a deaf man would receive nothing from the Lord. He didn't ask it in faith. His mind was wavering whether he'd do it or not. They're so bad, I just don't know if he's able. I got news for you. God's able. I've seen him. I've seen a man in Kentucky. He had cancer so bad he's eat up through his body. He just had a very short time to live. He had sores where it had eat through his skull. And sores on his head, sores the places on his body where the cancer eat through the skin. And we got to praying for that man as a church, come together as the body of Christ, went to laying hands on. I remember one day we was up our church, and the preacher's preaching, and God said, go pray for that man. And I got up, another fella come from the other side of the church. We met at that man and went to praying, and prayed through the whole rest of the preaching. We were praying for that man. And you know what happened? That man come back a month later alive with no sores on him and said the doctor told him there wasn't no sign of cancer in his body, nowhere. He was absolutely gone. And they give up on him, friend. The doctor said there ain't nothing we can do. But Jesus said, that's all I can do. Hallelujah. I'll speak to him and it'll leave. Glory to God. I ain't said it again that he'll do it every time. But you don't know when he will. And we need to pray in faith. And I'm going to say something before I get off here. I got a sister-in-law named Barbara, used to live with me and Brenda, her younger sister. And I believe she was 62 when Brenda passed. And she had the mind of a three-year-old child. But let me tell you how it was with her. If she got hurt, something wrong, we prayed for her. If we prayed for her, as soon as we got through praying, she'd go to move and say, it's better now. Her faith would touch God. She'd pray for you. And as soon as she got through praying for what a headache, what it was, she'd take her hand off. Are you better now? Because she expected God to move in her prayers, and she trusted him to move when she prayed for somebody, to move right then. She believed her prayers were so strong that she could reach the throne of God. And I'm telling you this, my Bible tells me, unless we be converted and becoming little children, trusting that much in God, trusting him as a child, trust their mom and daddy, trusting them. If daddy said, hey, something in them woods will eat you up, now you go in them woods if you want to, but I'll probably never see you again because that thing that's in them woods will eat you up. I didn't go in the woods. I believed him. I trusted him. That, I wasn't going in woods. They were snakes in it. They didn't want me up there. Daddy tell me that when I was little. I didn't go in them woods either because of my faith in him. Whatever he said, I just didn't do it. And praise God, that's the way we ought to be with God. When we ask him for something, he tells us something. Our faith ought to reach out, get a hold of it, and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know you heard me. I can feel you moving. I feel a stirring in the spirit, God. Hallelujah. I feel a stirring in the spirit tonight on this day of going to God right near Christmas, that there's somebody out there. You ain't never looked in the gift of salvation. You've left it laying to the side. You've never opened it up, but you're thinking about it. You're wondering about it. Is it real? Is it real? Oh, glory to God. It's more real to me than anything in this world. I can see and touch all this stuff here, but my faith tells me he's more real than any of this. I can feel him inside me. I can feel his guiding spirit. I can feel his loving hand. I can get to praying and crying, and I can feel a touch come down from heaven. That nothing in this world feels that good. He's real, and he loves you. He wants you to hear from you tonight. He wants you to cry out and say, Lord, I want to be able to call you Abba Father. I want to know that you're mine and I'm yours. I want you to forgive my sin and come into my life. Help me, Father, to give up the things I could never give up on my own. He'll be faithful, the Bible says, and just to forgive your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and to love you forever and ever. And to grant you eternal life in his kingdom. But friends, you know what? I can hold a gift in my hands and look at it, take it with me everywhere I go. If I don't never open it up, I won't know what it's worth. I won't know the good of it. Jesus, same way. You can think about him, you read about him, you listen to preachers preach about him, but until you open him up in your life and let him come inside, guess what? You'll never know how real he is. You'll never have that. You got to have enough faith to surrender to him. What's that? And you'll never, ever want to let go of him. And he will never let go of you. Let Christmas be the season that you remember more than any other, because that's the time of year I give my heart to Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
That you say, you know what, preacher? You make a lot of sense. Because if I had a press and I never opened, I don't know what's in it. I can't get no good out of it. It won't help me in no way. It might be just what I need. But if I never open, I'll never know. That's Jesus. That's how he is this Christmas. He's the present you left under the tree. He's the one that's waiting on you. It ain't in a bowl and pretty paper. But glory to God, once you open him up into your life, open your heart up, invite him in. Friend, he'll be yours forever. And he'll be just what you need. Every time, every day, every problem, every care, every trouble, every sickness, whatever comes, he'll be the answer to it. Because your faith will tell you, my God can do it. My God can do it. If he can forgive me and get me to preach the word of God, if you knew my past, you'd think, oh my gosh, that's a miracle. I've had people tell me that. But I'm telling you this, my future is going to be the miracle. That's what I'm waiting on. My future never ends. Yours may end at the grave. And you may have a lake of fire waiting on you. But I got something wonderful. I've got heaven. I've got my loved ones that loved you that went on before me. I've got people up there waiting on me. And friend, I ain't disappointed. I want to go. I open the gift of Jesus Christ. I open the gift of the free pardon of sin and salvation that he died to give to me. It's yours, too. And he opened it up for you on the cross of Calvary. He opened up like this. Spread his arms wide open. And all you got to do is walk into them loving arms, and they'll wrap around you. And they won't let you go unless you decide you got to leave yourself. Because he loves you that much. Jesus loved you enough to die for you. Won't you at least open the present at Christmas? I love all of you. I don't give Billy time and everybody time to get up with you. So I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas. I love all of you. And I pray that this Christmas will be the Christmas you remember above all others. And you can say the greatest gift I ever got. I received it at 2021 Christmas. I opened up my heart to Jesus. And I received that gift that he died to give me. I love all of you. I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Hey, God bless and Merry Christmas, and thanks for coming on helping us. That was a great word. Brother Billy, let's get this other one on here, and then we'll get to you. 706, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie from Barnell, Georgia. I'm from Barnell Full Gospel Church.
Okay, let's get Billy on here, and then you'll be right behind him.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Billy.
First of all, I want to say I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything he's done, and most of all for what he's going to do. And we're talking about faith tonight. We're talking about miracles tonight. And, you know, my wife, is, y'all know, been sick and everything. And she ain't been to the hospital in over 30-something years. But we had to compel her to go a couple of weeks ago. And she had a blockage in her colon. They said that she had cancer in her left kidney, and had cancer in her right kidneys. And they had all kind of doctors coming in there, and they had a pilot that had her a mouth stopped up, but she kept telling them, I ain't got nothing. The emergency room people say, what's your medical history? She said, I ain't got one. They said, you went to the doctor somewhere. She said, yeah, Jesus. And, but, you know, she hadn't been all that years, and they kept wondering, well, who was the last time you went to the doctor? She said, about 30-something years. And they said, really? You know, they couldn't believe it. But anyway, they put in the hospital. They run tested on her. They come back, and they said, yeah, we got some biopsies, and we're going to do a... They sent her home, praise God, and she got to hurting again about a week later, and I took her back, and they done surgery on her colon and took out about 2/3 of it, praise God, and she's still telling them that she don't have nothing. She wasn't claiming nothing. She said, my God is there to heal me, and that's what I'm expecting. And so they done a biopsy of the thing they took out. They took a biopsy off her left kidney and her right one, too. And the doctors come in there and told her right after surgery the next morning that everything come back clear. No cancer whatsoever. And she was claiming that. She was claiming that. She's still claiming it. And praise the Lord. And I told her when she got back from surgery, she woke up. I said, now, it's up to you if you get out of here quicker. And she said, just tell me what I got to do. I said, well, you got to get up in the name of Jesus. The quicker you get to walking, the quicker you start eating, the quicker they see that the quicker you get to go home. So the next day they let her go home, praise God, because the doctor was astonished.
Yeah.
He gave her that little thing that you blow into it and make that little stopper thing go up, you know. He said, do your best if you can, and she... And that thing went climb to the top. He looked at that and he said, my God, what are you doing? She said, my God did it. And she's still claiming that there's nothing there. So they said there was no cancer, praise God. And it was a miracle right there last week that I seen for myself. And I took her back to the doctor today and he took half of her staples out. And he said, I can't believe the way you're healing up. And he said, you're amazing me. For someone that ain't never went to the doctor in so many years, and he said, hey, this is amazing to me. And he said, you know, if you can do it, why can't a lot of the rest of us do it? And she said, because I've got a God that can do it. I got a God that's been healing.
Amen.
Thank God. So I thought I'd share that little, her testimony there with you. And I seen it with my own eyes, and I was there when it went down, and they took all kind of x-rays. I could say there was about three or four doctors in there, praise God, standing by. One cancer doctor, she coming in, and she said, well, when they go in there and do surgery, and they do all they can do on your colon, she said, then that's when I step in. I have to see what I got to do to the cancer on your kidneys. She's like a buzzard, praise God. But she's anyways, my wife said, I ain't got no cancer. She said, well, it's showing up that you do. She said, I ain't got it. So after they done surgery, then you come back the next day, said that it's cancer-free. Praise God.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of God we live in, praise God. And she's doing well right now, praise God. And this, you know, this message we had tonight, you know, and the Father told Jesus, he said, you know, Jesus told him, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him
Amen.
That believeth. Praise God. That's all you got to do, believe in God.
Amen.
Believe
Amen.
It, praise God. Believe it from the bottom of your heart, praise God. And like Jesus was hanging on that tree earlier this time, that, praise God, he was thinking about you and me. And he told him, he said, Father, forgive them. And he was still in the forgiving business, although it took his last breath, praise God. And that's the kind of God that we serve, a miracle-working God, a healer God. But he said, if you only believe. And then on 25, you know, when Jesus saw the people coming running together, he rebuked the feeble spirits and saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, if I charge thee more unto him. In other words, he commanded that thing to go out. He commanded all the spirits to come out of that but young man. And you know, and his father said, I believe, Lord. I believe in 24, it said, in straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my cause my unbelief, praise God.
Yeah.
He still had a little unbelief, but he had enough of belief. He had enough of information on Jesus, and he seen Jesus do it with his eyes. And you couldn't tell him that there was no miracle worker coming to town. He said, hey, help my unbelief because I want to know more about you. I believe that you can do it, but help my unbelief, praise God. And,
yes, amen.
And a lot of people sat in the church and the few pits and sat right there in church, and they say, how come the Lord ain't giving me my miracle, praise God? He said, you got to ask. If your faith is wavering, it's harder to do it, praise God. He said, but you know, must if you don't really 100% believe that God can do it, praise God. He said, help my unbelief. And that's what we go to Bible. That's what we go to church for. That's what we read our Bible for. That's what we need to know what it takes to get a miracle. And we got to believe. If we don't believe hard enough, we'll pray and get it some more from God. Because he said, you have not because you ask not of me. Praise God. He said, if you like wisdom, ask for it. If you ask knowledge, ask for it, praise God. If you ask me faith, praise God, take it. And then over in Matthew, he said, if thou had enough faith as a grain of mustard seed, praise God, you can say to that mountain, and be ye moved, praise God. And but you know, a lot of people, they say, move that mountain, Lord, like Brother Willie said. They'll say, he said, you know, he told us to do it ourselves, didn't he? He said, if you have faith, praise God, you're going to have to move that mountain, but it's your faith that's going to do it. And if we have a little bit of doubt, let's say, don't be shameful. Ask God to give you some more faith to help your unbelief. And that's all you do, and I guarantee you that all through these years I've been serving the Lord, 30-something years, I've seen many, many miracles with my eyes, and nobody can't tell me that God is not real. Because I know that my God is real. My God was real when he took me out of the pit that I was in there, and I thought no man could touch me like that. But God did it, and praise God. And I loved it, though. I loved it. It's a big, mighty big man come down to his knees and cried in front of a lot of people. And I used to never would show my, you know, my affliction or nothing like that. But praise God, that night I did, and I wanted some more of it. So I found the scriptures, and I said, hey, I don't know what it's like, Lord, but give me some more of that. And that's like that story of the boy with John 3:16, you know. I don't know much about it, but it sure does keep this poor boy warm. Praise God. You know, that's what we got to have. There's no excuse for a Christian not to believe.
Amen. Yeah.
It's right there. There's no excuse whatsoever. Because you know your Heavenly Father. He's right there on call all the time. And nobody wants to call on him. I think like one brother Miles or the other brother said that until they want something from him. They use him like a dish rag, praise God. They hang him out and don't even dry him out. And then they hang him up there. A dish rag, and you tell the next time they need to use the old rag, they'll pull it back down. And they get done with it and hang it back up. And that's what they do with Jesus sometimes. They use him for a stinking dish rag, you know. After a while, that dish rag will go to stink, and everybody knows that. And praise God, but we got to hold on. We got to take him down, Lord God, and take him down off the cross, and Lord, and take him home with us. Praise God, and sat down and talked to him one-on-one. And, you know, I just want to say I love the Lord, Sister Betty, and I had to give that testimony, but it's true all the way, praise God. God gave a miracle, praise God, last week, and he was a miracle-working God, and she's doing better today. Amen.
Lord,
walking around much. They was going to bring her a bed. They going to bring her a scooter. They going to bring her a walk. But the doctor said today that she didn't need none of that. Praise God. He said, look, I'm doing like you're doing real good. He said, look like you're doing better than I am. So y'all just keep praying for her in prayer and me and my family. in my church, and you know, I got a lot of them, and you know, just the Lord knows who they are, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and let someone else have an opportunity.
Okay, thanks for coming on and giving that testimony, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back, amen, praise the Lord, and be able to write the script, you know, read the scripture, amen, praise the Lord, and you know, what Brother Bailey's talking about, amen, praise the Lord. We see that God working on the seas, though, amen, praise the Lord, and he done it good, amen, praise the Lord. You know what? When God does his job, he does it good, ain't he? Amen, praise the Lord. So, you know, I'm going to begin to read from Mark chapter 9 and verse 14. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to read that a little bit, that and because this everything is good. It's the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. And but the Bible says in verse 14, that when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude of them, and the scribes questioned with him. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, salute him. And he asked the scribes, "What questions ye with him?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he take him, he tell him." And he informed and honest with his teeth and found it away, and I speak to the disciples, and they cast him out, and they couldn't. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit said him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed and vomited. And he asked his father, he said, "How long is this ago since this man come to him?" And he said, "As a child. Oftentimes I have cast him unto the fire and unto the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou hast believed, all things are possible with him that believes."
Amen.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help us that I believe." Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what I mean? This, amen. Praise the Lord. This is a good lesson right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. What God wants for us to do, you know, this is a process of healing. Amen, praise the Lord. See, a lot of times we believe, we say, "Well, I don't know if God is able to do this." I can stay here and tell you, amen, praise the Lord, the miracles that God done, you know, right before my eyes, and my family, and the church, and different people, amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, he comes to we, amen, praise the Lord, to deliver us. He comes to save us. He comes to heal us. He comes to bless us. The whole spiritual, physically, and financially, and anything, amen, praise the Lord, that we need, amen, praise the Lord, that he's willing to give to us. We are his children. We are his people, amen, praise the Lord. We are his sheep, amen, praise the Lord, and he care for us, you know, and, you know,
amen.
A lot of people say, "Well, how can God do this? How can God do that?" Amen, praise the Lord. How many people even say, "Well, I don't believe on God." You know, I say, "Well, I don't know how anybody, you know, don't believe in God." You know,
amen.
I mean, I can tell you here tonight, I believe in God, but I didn't know how to know God. I didn't know how to come to him. I don't know how to be saved. I didn't know, amen, praise the Lord. But the thing about it is, God is so good. He's a work of miracle God, amen, praise the Lord. He will deliver us, amen, praise the Lord. And that's like this little child, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. He was in a situation. You know, in the days that we live, a lot of people say, "Well, he was born like that. They know hope for." Well, he's been sick for a long time. They know hope for. You know, a lot of excuses today, amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something, amen, praise the Lord. If you only believe, God is able to heal you. And God is able to deliver. It doesn't matter how bad the situation is. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. Amen, praise the Lord. If your people's been born like this, amen, with disabilities, it's nothing too big for God, because God is able. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God is able to take the lame to walk, amen, praise the Lord, the blind to see, amen, praise the Lord, and amen, praise the Lord, and he was able, praise the Lord, to deliver, amen, praise the Lord, Martha, she was, you know, she had 7 demons, amen, praise the Lord, and he was, amen, praise the Lord, he spoke to the demons, and amen, praise the Lord, Martha was free. It's nothing, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, the only thing that God wants for us to do is believe. And you know the thing about it is, he don't want for us to have a lot of faith. He said, if we only have a faith as much as see, we can speak unto the mountain, and that mountain shall be that removed. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, he wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, to have a faith. Believe. You know, when Jesus, and the book of St. John chapter 11, and then praise the Lord, when Jesus was going to pray for Lazarus to come forward, amen, praise the Lord, you know, the first thing that Jesus done, he prays, the Father, thank you because you hear my prayer. Amen, praise the Lord. See, we got to know that he hear our prayers. Amen, praise the Lord. If I didn't believe that God will hear my prayers, I would not be praying. Amen, praise the Lord. So we got to believe. We got to know, amen, praise the Lord, that he hear our prayers. We got to know the main thing. We got to know there's nothing between us and God. Amen, praise the Lord. That anything, amen, praise the Lord. If there's anything between us and God, when we pray, that we got to pray, God forgive me, God clean me. If I don't say anything, clean me, forgive me, amen, praise the Lord. So this is the situation today. There's so many people, amen, praise the Lord, that sat in the congregation, amen, praise the Lord, is still with addictions. Amen, praise the Lord, we're still with sickness, and still with and living in sin, because, you know, the pastors don't know how to deliver people. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord, and Mark chapter 16, amen, praise the Lord, this time, amen, praise the Lord, is for the believers. You shall lay hands on the sick. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen, praise the Lord. And you know, I mean, we can go on and on. Amen, praise the Lord. But God wants his people to believe. Believe in God. You know, people believe in anything, believe in idols, believe in different gods. Amen, praise the Lord. But Jesus Christ is it. He is it. Amen, praise the Lord. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. He's our Savior. He's the way to heaven. He's not a way, but he is, amen, praise the Lord, only way to heaven. No man can go to the Father but Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. It's something we got to believe. We got to believe that he is able. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible talking, amen, praise the Lord, and Hebrews chapter 11, 1, amen, praise the Lord. And so we, let me turn it right here real quick in Hebrews chapter 11. Amen, praise the Lord, because it's very, very, very important that we can know, amen, praise the Lord, what the Bible says. See, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe till I see that. Well, there is no faith, amen, praise the Lord. There is no faith. There's like a lot of times that there are people, you got to believe. I know sometimes we pray for people and they say, well, I'm still sick. But you got to believe. You got to believe. You got to rebuke Satan. You got to rebuke the pain. You got to rebuke the problem.
Amen.
Amen. And here was the last one thing. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because the thing about this, we got to believe that God is going to do something for us. We got to believe. I know every one of us. We got a family that's lost. They don't know Jesus Christ. But I believe that God is going to bring my family onto the feet of Jesus. They're going to be saved before they leave this world. I might not be here when they happen. Amen, praise the Lord. But I stand on the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. That God is able. And there's no his will for any to perish. But he's here. His will is for everybody to have eternal life in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord, is like a broad mouth is what they're talking about. A lot of people say, well, if there's God's will for my family to be saved, if there's God's will, well, it is God's will. It is God's will, praise the Lord, that people be saved. It is God's will for us to be healed.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, they say, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We already healed. I mean, praise the Lord. All we got to do is believe. All we got to do, I mean, praise the Lord. I'm going to take a shower, I mean, praise the Lord, and get in the shower and take a shower, I mean, praise the Lord, because as long as we don't have the faith, as long as we don't take the step of faith, God is not going to do, I mean, praise the Lord. But we got to have the faith. We got to believe, I mean, praise the Lord, that God is, that Jesus Christ, I mean, praise the Lord, He is the most, you know, so Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, I mean, praise the Lord, he said, I go to my Father, but he said, when you pray anything you ask of my Father in my name, I will do it. I mean, praise the Lord. Anything you ask, I mean, praise the Lord, to the Father and Jesus Christ's name, I mean, praise the Lord, he will do it. I mean, praise the Lord. I see the name of Jesus is the power. The name of Jesus has got authority, I mean, praise the Lord. Only thing that we got to do, I mean, praise the Lord, is obey, use the word of God, I mean, praise the Lord, and use the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something, that devil, when he hears the name of Jesus, he's grateful, I mean, praise the Lord. But you have to have a power behind them, and praise the Lord. That's what he wants for us to do. And the days that we live, and praise the Lord, so many people that say, well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe he can do that. I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe he can do that. If you believe on Jesus, it's nothing that's impossible for them to believe, and praise the Lord. Anything that you believe in God, and praise the Lord. So we got to understand that, and praise the Lord. They got to be on the things that's God's will, and praise the Lord. And the first thing we got to do, like I said, it's God's will for people to be saved. Second thing, it's God's will for people to be blessed. Amen, praise the Lord. For us to be in good health, amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, chapter 10:10, Jesus said, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come unto you that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen, praise the Lord. There right there, what is abundant in life? Amen, praise the Lord. You have everything that you desire. Everything, amen, praise the Lord. It's nothing. I know a lot of people say, well, God is going to give me my God only is going to supply my needs. No, he supply you need. If you live for him, he will give anything that you want. Amen, praise the Lord. He will give everything. You want a new car, and you live for him, he'll give a new car. You want anything, praise the Lord, because we are his child. We are his kids. Amen, praise the Lord. And everything, we come unto him. Amen, praise the Lord. And all we got to do is say, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, and I believe he want for us to call him Father. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe he wants for us to come unto him. He's like a little child. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, when that little child comes to the mom and daddy or grandpa, grandma, and they say, Daddy, Mama, Grandpa, you know, and they look up upon them. Amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes you just can't help it, but give what they want. It's the same thing with God. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to look up to Abba, Father. I need this. Abba, Father, amen, praise the Lord, because he is our daddy. He is our daddy, amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is elder brother. Amen, praise the Lord. And God is our Father. Amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is come unto him and say, Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I want that. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the thing about it is, God will never get tired for us to come unto him. He never gets tired. He never gets worry. Amen, praise the Lord. If we come to him, I know a lot of people say, well, I don't want to bother him too much. But we can come unto Jesus Christ, unto God 4 or 5 times a day. Amen, praise the Lord. And he still never get here and get tired and listen to us. Amen, praise the Lord. Because he wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, to call him Father. He wants for us to call him Daddy, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to come unto him. You know, the Bible says, come unto me, ye that labor and have labor, and I will give you rest, amen, praise the Lord. Why is people today, amen, worry? Why are so many people commit suicide? Why are so many people in drugs and alcohol, amen, praise the Lord? And when God is able to deliver them, God is able to deliver them from cigarettes, God is able to deliver them from alcohol, God is able to deliver them, amen, praise the Lord, from drugs, God is able to deliver them, amen, praise the Lord, for anything, amen, praise the Lord, they have you. Or bondage or whatever, God is able to deliver them. Amen, praise the Lord. But we got to tell people that God is able. That God is able. That it's nothing is impossible for them that believe, amen, praise the Lord. If the people believe on Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, all they have to do is come unto him and accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and he will give everything, amen, praise the Lord. That's one thing, but I believe that you got to be saved. You got to be saved because all the blessings of God, that's for his people, amen, praise the Lord, because if you are not saved, maybe God will heal you. But let me tell you something, you continue in sin, and the worst thing is going to come up with you. Amen, praise the Lord. You got to be saved. You got to be, praise the Lord. You come with the family of God, amen, praise the Lord, and you receive the blessing. You receive, amen, praise the Lord, anything, and you find to keep what God has given us, amen, praise the Lord. And because there's one thing about the enemy, he wants to take everything that God gives you, amen, praise the Lord. He wants to keep it. Let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ is for you, who can be against you? Amen, praise the Lord. God has fought the battle for us. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what David said when he was against the giant. Amen, praise the Lord. He told the giant, he said, and you come unto me with the spirit, with the sword, but I come unto you in the name of the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's how we got to have the armor of God upon us. Amen. We got to have the armor of God and be able to withstand against the works of Satan. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to fight the battle, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to receive the blessings, amen, praise the Lord, because he does have so much for us, amen, praise the Lord. And he wants, amen, praise the Lord, for us to be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord, and I know I can go on and get excited by the word of God, amen, praise the Lord, but I just thank God. I see him most of the time is coming and going, amen, praise the Lord, and I appreciate the opportunity tonight, amen, praise the Lord, so I just start off to you, Sister Betty. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord,
Brother
Willie. Thanks for coming on and giving us a good word there. We've only got 5 minutes left, so I'm not even going to have time to call the people's names out, but God knows all of them, so we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to pray over all of them, and we're going to pray over all the ones out there on Facebook. I know that they have needs too, so let's just all go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise God, yeah. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, right now, Lord, with that need. Lord, you know every person, Lord, you know every need, Lord. You know everybody, Lord, we come to this heartbroken tonight. You put in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have been so good to me, Lord. You say you want to be on the way, Lord, you know God, Lord, you say that, Lord, you say that, Lord, you say that, Lord, you say that, that's me in our body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woman, I'm on these people out there. Hallelujah. They need our
best.
You see that people, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our brothers,
Lord, I pray for our
nation. We pray for our nation. We pray for the leaders of our country. We pray for them that's in authority, God. They will all turn back to you before it will be too late.
Lord, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord.
Strengthen it, Father. Minister to us all in the name of Jesus.
Lord, in Jesus' name, God.
Well, everyone is gone, so we're going to say good night to everyone, and we're going to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll see you next Monday night, I guess, and next Thursday night at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 on Thursday. So we already went off the air, so we're going to say good night and God bless.
Good night.
Christmas,
God bless.
God bless.